Billy Graham often used a phrase to encourage people to accept the redemption we have in Jesus. He would say, "Come, just as you are." It is a reminder that God sees everything, our best and our worst, and He loves us anyway. The call to come just as you are is a reflection of the Apostle Paul's words in Romans 5. "You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Many people today don't even think in terms of sin. Our modern and postmodern generations tend to think in terms of emptiness, hopelessness, or meaninglessness, and often view their inner struggle as being rooted in a low sense of self-worth. They might try to learn and love themselves as a means of becoming lovable, but likely not, as they feel they are so messed up, so broken, that they could never be good enough to be loved. But God doesn't define us by our lacks and our failures. He sees our whole being, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And He loves us dearly in spite of everything. Even though God does not have a hard time loving us, we often have a hard time accepting His love. Deep inside, we know we aren't worthy of it. In the 1500s, Martin Luther struggled to live a morally perfect life, but continually found himself failing, and in his frustration, he at last discovered freedom in God's grace. Until then, Luther had identified himself with his sins and found only despair, instead of identifying himself with Jesus, God's perfect and beloved Son, who took away the sins of the world, including Luther's. In these modern times, even though many people don't tend to think in terms of sin, they nevertheless have feelings of hopelessness and doubt that create a deep-seated sense of being unlovable. What they need to know is that in spite of their emptiness, despite their worthlessness, God values them and loves them. God loves you too. Even though God hates sin, He does not hate you. God loves all people, even sinners, and He hates sin precisely because it hurts and destroys people. Come just as you are means that God is not waiting for you to get better before you come to Him. He loves you already despite what you have done. He has secured a way out of everything and anything that could separate you from Him. He has secured your escape from every prison of the human mind and heart. In repentance, we simply hand Him all the wrongs we have done and will do. In faith, we surrender all that we are and all that we have to Him, trusting Him to put everything right. What is it that holds you back from experiencing the joy of knowing God's love for you? Whatever it is, why not give those burdens to Jesus? He is more able to carry it for you. I'm Joseph Tkach, speaking of life.